Trump campaign, 11 questions the media must ask Joe Biden about Hunter Biden selling access. By Joel B. Polak on October 18, 2020. Tim Murtaugh, the spokesperson for President Donald Trump's campaign, said Sunday that the news media should ask Democratic rival Joe Biden red, flashing, glaring questions about allegations about his son, Hunter Biden, selling access. Murtaugh noted that the Biden campaign had not denied the substance of reports that Hunter Biden had arranged meetings between his business partners in Ukraine and China and with then-Vice President Biden. The reports had been based on emails purportedly discovered on a laptop abandoned at a repair shop in Delaware, and subsequently reported by the New York Post and others, and emails shared independently with Breitbart News by one of Hunter Biden's former partners. Biden is reported to have met with an advisor to the corrupt Ukrainian energy company, Burisma, and with executives from the China Entrepreneur Club, CEC, including Chinese billionaires and Chinese Communist Party loyalists. The Biden campaign does not dispute the authenticity of these emails, nor do they dispute that the laptops these emails came from belonged to Hunter Biden, Murtaugh said. He argued that the emails showed that Joe Biden lied when he said, "I have never discussed, with my son or my brother or with anyone else, anything having to do with their businesses. Period." Murtaugh added that Biden had not denied any of the allegations. The lone exception is to say that no such meeting with Burisma appeared on Joe Biden's official schedule at the time. "This explanation is a joke, and it's embarrassing to the Biden campaign that this is the best they can do." He noted that the Biden campaign had told Politico that it could not rule out that such a meeting might have taken place. And he noted a report in Fox News about emails that discussed 10% of one deal being set aside for someone called the big guy. Murtaugh also noted that the one time a mainstream media reporter asked Biden about the allegations, Biden attacked him. Nevertheless, Murtaugh argued, journalists covering the Biden campaign had a duty to ask him the following questions. Did Hunter drop off this laptop at that repair show in Delaware? Does the laptop belong to Hunter Biden? Why would a grand jury subpoena the laptop, which was seized by the FBI for a grand jury? Are the emails authentic? Have you ever met any of Hunter Biden's foreign business partners? What did you talk about with Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's business partner and fellow Burisma board member, when you played golf, as captured in a photo revealed last year? Did you meet with Vadim Pasharsky, the Burisma executive, in that meeting, in 2015, as described in the emails? Can you explain the 10% stake in the Chinese energy company described as being specially for you, as worked out by Hunter and his business partners? Is Hunter Biden holding money for you? Do you make Hunter give him half of his income, as alleged by former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, based on a text message purportedly found on the laptop? Are you, as a candidate for President of the United States, compromised by the Chinese? Murtaugh added that efforts by Facebook and Twitter, the Silicon Valley mafia, to squelch the story had backfired on them, because it made it a much bigger story. He said that if the moderator in the third debate did not bring up the issue, President Trump would likely do so. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.